Okay, let's review. Well, last night, the beginning lecture was very important, as you know, right? And what did you learn? What did you learn? Okay.
The genes are very changeable.
Yeah. We learned about the structure of the gene, right? A gene structure is assembled structure. It's easily taken apart, easily what? Put back together. It requires only very weak energy. That's why genes are so flexibly changing. Okay. And so that's one thing very important. The other importance is genes are responding to the meaning, right? Why? Because genes are the letters. They are letters. You know what? The letters can never be formed spontaneously, right? So here you can beat evolutionism right away, right? Evolutionism is what? Spontaneism, right? Because everything develops spontaneously. There is no will or meaning can be applied, right? It just happened. Without what? Any purpose, any will, nothing. So, maybe the evolutionist used to be able to say so, but not now. Why not now? Because now we see the letters. Yeah. How can letters be formed spontaneously out of nothing, right? Letters need to be organized. Every single vocabulary has to be determined, right? The grammar has to be determined. See, the gene has strict grammars, see? So it has what? It determines the structure of the what? 24 different kind of amino acids, right? How to combine determines what? The nature of the protein, right? So it is impossible to form this, you know, wonderful language, wonderful letter to be just formed spontaneously. It is absolutely impossible. So since we have cells, the cells which is what? Written with this four-letter word, which we call gene base sequences, right? There's no way you can deny that you are created being, right? So, we are the letters of the Creator, right? Who created these letters, this base sequence. Therefore, we cannot deny that we are the creature who are created. Wonderfully created. And then that Creator put all the program, the excellent program to run this life, right? There's all different files are filed. So which file you're going to choose and pick up going to determine how you're going to behave, how you're going to live, and so on. Look at the flowers here. Here already we have many different kinds of flowers you can see. You know what scientists recently found out? They are now able to clarify the shape, fragrances, color, the patterns, all are already what? Pre-written in the genes, in its letters. Right? So, the way this flower is shaped this way means what? Somebody actually willed for this flower look like this. You know? See? So, suddenly you look around yourself in this environment, in this nature, there's nothing is coincidental, right? Everything is there for you. It is already willed, planned by Grand Master Creator God. Right? Yes. And there, that's why it is beautiful. Look at the Yosemite Fall there, right? Yosemite Fall. And I brought one of my friends who came from Korea, because actually he wanted to go to Las Vegas. So I told him, you know what, there is a better place than Las Vegas. So he got excited. You know, you mean there is a better place than Las Vegas? I never heard of any better place than Las Vegas. I said, you follow me. Okay, so so I drove him for, what, 7-8 hours and took him there. And I was amazed. I love to go there. And what happened? My endorphin gene is what? Immediately activated. As soon as I look at that Yosemite Fall. Woo! You know. See, genes are like that. The power of the beauty. Because that's the way God willed for the Yosemite Fall to look like to us. And he knew if he designed that way, we'll have endorphin. See? Isn't that wonderful? And so, fortunately, I responded the way he planned for me to respond, right? So I was happy. Hey, I said, praise the Lord. And I thought he was enjoying. And after about, 10 minutes, I was, oh, ooh. And I looked, isn't this beautiful? He was, aren't you enjoying this? I said, let's go. Where? You said there's a better place than Las Vegas. You know? I said, this is the place. Oh, he got mad at me. You know, this is the place you took me, 7 hours of driving, just to see the water falling down from the rock. He couldn't see the beauty. You know? This kind of thing exactly happens when we look at the Bible. Yes. Yes. Then you don't like Bible. Some part of Bible is so scary. You know? And that part of the Bible really make you drive nuts. Really. And so, what he saw, according to his statement, saying, just to look at the water falling down from the rock, it is still what? Fact, isn't it? Just like a Bible is a bunch of paper. Isn't that the fact? Scientific fact. But you know what? There is a truth. It's a will of God, right? The power of God who designed this. See? And he knew that we can have what? Activation of the endorphin genes when we look at this. See? He knew that he can what? Have glory. Oh, what a wonderful creator we have, right? But many of us cannot really see that. See? We are blinded. Okay. So, activation of the gene is depending upon what? By what? Beholding his what? Beauty. Right? Yes. So when you behold his beauty from the nature, from the human relationship, right? From the food, from the flower, or from the what? Scripture. Then all the gene will be what? So activated. Why people are depressed? Because they do not have much endorphin or serotonin produced. Serotonin give you what? Peace of mind, calmness. See? If you have a lack of serotonin produced from your brain cell, you know, you're going to feel what? Shaky, fearful. That means your serotonin-producing gene is not what? Being clicked or activated by the power of this beauty. See? That's why when you listen to this kind of lecture, wow, yes, it's beautiful, it's so true, then suddenly you begin to feel different. See? Can you see how genes react, right? Since genes are the letters, see, letter might be tangible stuff, but you know what? The will, the meaning which forms the letter, is a totally what? Intangible thing. Right? So that's why our letter, which is written on our cells, can respond to what? Intangible beauty. Intangible meaning. Meaning. And you can feel the meaning. And yes. Then the moment you say yes, then the moment you say amen, it changes. See? So that's why it is what? Listening to the really wonderful word of God is just like what? Eating healthy food. See? It can invigorate you. It can empower you, right? Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Okay, now, let me go back to the one picture I showed you, which is a very important picture. That ground squirrel. Okay. And from this picture, we need to learn one more lesson, okay? It's about character of the gene. Okay. So gene respond. Actually, something happened to this ground squirrel, right? You know, those babies, when those babies are grown up enough so they can run away by themselves when snake comes, guess what happened to this mom? At that point, if this mom is bitten by the snake, she'll be killed. Okay. Why? Because there's no longer what? The need for that. Okay. So here, we can make one rule for the gene. Gene respond to the what? Need. We already know gene respond to the meaning or will. And it is not really ground squirrel's will, okay? It's not snake's will. They cannot change their genes. Whose need was this? To have this kind of phenomena? Whose need? It was God's need. Yeah. God's need, who is willing to what? Willing to maintain these ecological balances, right? Yes. So he wants to maintain the life. See, it's his job. See? So he is doing that even, you know. So he is doing that even in this desert. Even in Arizona desert, you know. Yes. Yeah. He's busy everywhere. Okay. Well, let me show you another picture, which is, see, nowadays, this science magazine is one of the most prestigious scientific magazine, which they publish the most academic papers. So if you happen to be a scientist, and if your paper, your article is now published on this magazine, then you can say something. You can say, my paper is on the science. Then you know what you're talking about. You know, so this is, there's another paper which is a little bit, among the scientists, more prestigious than this, is Nature. Okay. nature and science. Look at this. What is this here?
Queen ant.
Queen ant, yeah. These are worker ants, you know? What these workers are doing to the queen right now? Look at carefully. What are they doing? Attacking. Yeah, look at this. Attacking, right? Yeah. Attacking. This kind of thing, phenomena, has never been observed before by any scientist. This is brand new finding. This is published on what? 2002 January, right? Wow! So that's why they put it on the cover. Guess why? Why? See, instinctively speaking, instinct, according to the instinct we know, all these workers are supposed to what?
Help
and supposed to, what do you call, you know, tend, right? Yeah. The queens. But here, suddenly they begin to attack. Guess why? This is according to the need. According to the need. Well, Arizona is having, experiencing 5-year drought. Right? And probably so this kind of things are happening quite a bit out there. Why? Too much drought, not too much what? Vegetation, and then lack of what? Food. Okay. So they don't want to have too much population growth. It is not that they don't want to, they don't know. They know nothing. It is God look around, oh boy, we don't need, you know, too many of them. So then the fact that they are doing this in group, this is what we call, what scientists call this kind of behavior, social behavior. It's not the individuality, right? It's all together, all the worker ants are now attacking few queens. It's not their will, you know. Then do you know why this picture is on the cover of the Science magazine? The reason why is they found social behavior gene. Wow. Fascinating, isn't it? Look at it. Identification of a major gene regulating complex social behavior. Wow. See, in this case, they found the gene called GP9. When GP9 gene is activated by click, right? They do that. So it is God is in charge, what? To click the genes, which he already what? Already filed. He already wrote that program. And in case it is needed, he will click and he will control ecological balances. So the ants cannot be extinct. Right? Yes. So, these kind of things are going on in your body constantly. See? God can constantly what? Balance out the imbalances. Right? So it is very important to know this. To know this. If you don't know, it's still okay. God will do it anyway, right? Let me show you this. Okay, again, this is Science News, 1995 October. Look at this. Changing, what? Sex in mid-ocean. Changing sex. This is a male fish. This type of male fish living in the Australian Great Barrier Reef, okay, usually have 12 females. What a big headache, isn't it? A huge headache, boy. 12, you know. Can't believe that. But if this male happened to be accidentally killed or fished, you know, captured by fishermen and this missing, guess what happened? Among those 12, the most senior one, okay, senior female, turned into male. Wow. See, this kind of magical things are happening in this nature right now. Scientists never imagined this kind of possibility exist in the nature. See, God is constantly at work. He is counting even number of fishes, right? No wonder Bible says he counts, he knows how many what hairs we have. Why? Because every single hair spring out from what? Out genes, from the genes. Yeah. Because gene is the one making this hair protein. See? Yeah. Scientists call genes are encoding this protein, hair protein. See? So that's why God knows. Outside of his plan, we cannot even grow one single hair. So then some of you will ask, why then do I have a bald? There's a reason for that. Okay. So scientists did this. They took male out and they observed that happened. Then they put the male back. Guess what happened? Yeah, changing back. Yeah. To change sexes, you know, we need to change genes, right? Yeah. The base sequences. So in this nature, there's somebody who is aware of everything what is going on in the living creature, right? So the fact that you're sick, it is not, you know, something else something God does not know about it, you know. He has full knowledge. Okay. He has full knowledge. He is now what? Eager to recover you to the originality, the way he designed. The reason why you have sickness is somehow in this your life that some force has been applied to change this original, right? Original sequence of the bases in your genes. Okay. Fascinating, isn't it? Yeah, fascinating. So that's why it is wonderful that you don't know anything. If you don't know anything, why it is so wonderful? Because God has no problem because you don't know what? Anything. God can do whatever he wants to do because you don't know anything. You are not responsible for anything because you don't know anything. They're so innocently, you know, they don't know. They don't learn anything, right? So, in this nature, God has his freedom to what? To manipulate, to handle the genes he created for them. The most difficult being for God to do something on his letter in our cell is, who are they? We're human beings. Why?
We have a will of our own.
That's right. We have our own will, which is contrasting, in conflict with his will. It is struggle of the wills. See? Really? Yeah. If we don't know anything, it'll be much better. But we think we know something, right? Yeah. And God created Yosemite Fall, then some of the people in this world says, this is just water pouring down from the... Right? He or she refused to see the will of God. That's right. Refusing it. It's in front of their eyes. However, they say, nope. This is just water for pouring down. You know. Refusing to see the truth. Only what? Only acknowledging fact alone. See? This is what we call, religiously we call, evil. Right? Yes. Do you know what evil is now? See? Evil is bad. Evil is not really being bad. Evil is what? Denying and refusing to see the goodness of God. Yeah. Really. See? That's all. If you do the Bible study, it'll come that way. And I studied the evil, you know, evil. I look for all the word evil in the Bible. And that was the conclusion. Okay. What we call evil is so much too much evil, you know, that. So we don't even have to consider that. Those kind of bad evil, we call that evil, is actually consequence of what? Refusing to see the goodness of God. See? That's it. So, God is in charge of controlling the gene. Okay? And this is very... to remember. Now let me tell you some very fascinating story. If I tell you this, then you know how much important it is to know. Okay? It is much better to know than you don't know anything. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, God rather have somebody who doesn't know what anything than who believe in some strange stuff, right? Which is against God's will, which almost all the people on earth are doing. Especially when we are scientifically trained, it is worse. You know? So we end up believing in what? We scientists end up believing in statistical result. So we put the statistical result on the pedestal where God should be. Why? Right? And then we worship the statistics. In 99% of cases, it is impossible. Then we conclude what? It's impossible. That's what we say. Yeah. That's a scientific conclusion, you know. You know what is cloning, okay? Cloning. I learned something so important from the study of cloning. Dolly is dead now. And the way they cloned Dolly, or did any kind of what stem cell researchers, they use this method. Okay, let me tell you what this method is. When they are trying to clone, you know, do you know how cloning is being done? Do you know what can you do to clone another Sang Lee? Then another guy will be really snagged. I cannot guarantee him that he'll be a Christian first, right? Yeah. Yeah. And so, anyway, how can scientists clone me? Have you read anything about it? Yeah. First of all, scientists need my genes, right? All of my genes need to be transferred to where? To an egg, empty egg. Okay? Empty egg. So we need a healthy woman's egg. This egg is a really fascinating thing. Because so to clone another sangni, scientists can take any cells from my body. Okay, for instance, skin cell. In the skin cell, inside nucleus, there is what? There's genes. All those genes sangni has. 36,000 genes. Okay? It's there. But there is what? There's brain genes in the skin cell. There's liver genes. There's lung genes. There's stomach genes. All are there. What are they doing, all these brain genes and the liver genes in the skin cell? They don't snore, by the way. They're deep in sleep. Okay. They're not activated. Only skin genes are activated. That's why they behave like a skin cell. Okay. So you take this all sangli's gene into what? Into woman's egg, empty egg. Let me show you. Hello? Okay. Okay. Isn't that wonderful technology, right? So this is my skin cell, okay? Cell membrane, and this is my nucleus of skin cell, and this is my gene. All the genes here in chromosome. Now, I have a healthy woman's egg, okay, and there is a woman's gene in the egg, right? So, we don't need woman's gene, right? Because we need to clone sangli. So we can get rid of that, see? Scientists can remove that. And at the same time, scientists can remove the sangli gene out of the nucleus. So they remove this and they put it back. They transfer. They call it the nuclear transfer technique, okay? And so here's a gene. Now sangli's gene in woman's egg. So this we put into woman's womb. Okay? So after 9 months, you're supposed to see baby sangli. Okay? Is it possible? Is it? Scientists thought it was possible. But you know what? After 9 months, no, they never tried this with human being, but with the sheep, right? After 6 months, they only saw what? Bunch of skin cells. They were expecting baby sheep, a little lamb. But it wasn't. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means still the genes which is what? Active and awakened and active is a skin gene only, right? All other genes to make a baby is still what? Sleeping. Not activated yet. Ha! It was a big problem. It's not working. So you know what eventually scientists thought about? We now know the gene inside the cell is responding to the what? Energy coming from outside. Do you know, when I was in medical school in 1966, in Korea, at that time, the Korea whole nation was so poor, everybody was so desperate eating every meal, you know. At that time, nobody was depressed. Everybody was alert, you know? Yeah. And I saw a 28-year-old woman in the psychiatry department. Apparently, she came from extremely wealthy family. The wealthy family has what? All these what? status symbols and dignities and, you know, family, pride, you know, and everything. And she belonged to that kind of family. She was kicked out from mother-in-law because she only had two daughters. Too bad, right? This kind of thing doesn't happen in Korea anymore. And today, it's the other way around, you know. Okay, now. And at that time, you must have a son. So if you cannot produce son, grandson, then it's your responsibility. The strange responsibility, isn't it? Yeah. And so mother-in-law was trying to kick her out to have a new daughter-in-law. And unfortunately, she found out even her husband is going along with the mom. She was mad. She was so disappointed. She was hopeless, you know. All this, what? Good things disappeared. There's no joy, no hope. All the genes were what? Depressed. See? It's not beautiful anymore. May I have some water? Okay. Yeah. And you know what? She couldn't sleep. You need to sleep. You can only sleep when your genes in the brain cell produce some melatonin, right? That's why you cannot drop, you know, down and sleep. Why? Because you have no melatonin. It is what? There is a melatonin gene in the brain cell. It needs to be clicked so you can feel like what? Oh, I want to go to bed now. Okay. There's some melatonin coming for you. See? Yeah. And she can sleep. She cannot be what? She cannot be in peace. Why? Because there's no serotonin produced. She has no endorphin, therefore she has no happy feelings. Everything's wiped out. That means what? All the genes are inactivated. And she cannot even eat. Do you know why we eat? Why we have a good appetite? There's appetite genes. Really? This gene produces some stuff called NPY, neuropeptide Y. You know, that makes you feel like eating. So when that gene is depressed, you don't feel like eating at all. Too active, maybe. Yeah. See? Now, so she was living dead, right? Literally a living dead. Do you know why I asked for a glass of water? I felt thirsty. Do you know why I felt thirsty? Because one of my genes inside produced strange substance, and I call it thirst substance, okay, which went to my brain and pushed a certain button, says, "Sangni, you are thirsty." Yeah. I didn't know I was thirsty. It was God knows that I need what? Some water supply. I didn't know I need this water supply. This is the truth, right? So that's why, I need to have water, you know. So that's why I'm drinking water. I cannot even drink water if he does not let me know. But you know what? There are so many people in this world today. When God says, drink some water, you need water, then you know what they say? You have a Coca-Cola, you know. God, it drives God nuts, really. Because God, it is so difficult for God to what? Balance out your osmotic pressure in your body, really. Because this is so important. Yeah. And many times people don't even hear their voice, right? They're so thirsty, but they don't know. So, so scientists recently, they found out the thirst center is so what? Degraded. And it now becomes so difficult for the people to feel what? Genuine thirst. So they are drinking only what? 25% water they really need. Yeah, 75% degraded, downgraded, you know. Yeah. We are changing ourselves with a bad lifestyle. You know? Now I become, at least, something I know is that I can hear His, God's voice as far as water is concerned, right on time. Really. I think at least you need to practice that, you know what? So it is such a joy that there is a wonderful freedom I begin to feel. I have now what? Freedom to hear His voice. So I can freely drink water. What a freedom, right? Yes. So the definition of the freedom is completely different from what we see freedom is at this time in this world. So, you know what? At that time, in 1966, we didn't know anything about genes in the medical school. And so, what can they do? You know, this patient is not eating, not sleeping, she's going to die, really. If we just leave her alone, she's going to die. She doesn't even drink water, you know. So we're putting some water with some dextrose, you know. It cannot really maintain the life. So, my professor in the psychiatric department decided to give her electric shock. We are excited, electric shock. And they used to call it EST, electric shock, you know, treatment, therapy. And they took her to the EST room and they tied her on the table. And then they put the electrode both sides. And then pushed the button, and she went, grand mal seizure. And then she became unconscious. She slept for, what, for about 6 hours? In the afternoon, she woke up. You know what she asked? She's asking for? I'm hungry. I want to have some food. I was shocked. Wow. How she so changed, right? Drastically changed. Wow. She wants to eat now. What happened to her? You know. She ate, and then she came to me. And she asked me, would you like to play ping pong with me? I said, wait. I need to ask, you know. So I went into my professor's room, and professor, she's acting strange. Totally different. What did electricity do to the brain? So she changed so much. The answer was so disappointing. We don't know. Now we know the electrical energy coming into the brain can what? Activate the gene. Electromagnetic forces, you know, any kind of invisible, so some kind of energy can come in and it can change, it can activate. Wow! Guess what? How can she be healed, you know, from her depression? You know, after the first shock, it lasted about 10 days. 10 days later, she's going back. I can see the shadow darkness is what? Covering her up. It feels like a shadow of darkness never left, actually. But only genes were what? Activated. Yeah. And we gave them again. Another shock. And she woke up, and it was much less drastically improved. And then she went right back after 1 week. We repeated four times. After fifth times, she did not respond at all. As we repeat, she was losing memory like hell, you know. And after five times, she died. Mm-hmm. Wow, I was so shocked, you know. How can she be healed? In fact, it is so simple. How? Well, she doesn't know God. Okay, don't. Of course, you know, if God comes to her, it's no problem, really.
Put her out in nature where the
negative ions. There's something much more powerful than negative ion. You don't think about this possibility?
Love.
Hmm?
Love.
Love, how?
From her husband.
Yeah, husband comes back, right?
Yeah.
Husband come to hospital, holding her hand. Honey, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I couldn't live without you. Then if she say, how about your mom?
Yeah.
Then he can say, we can go to America. Right?
Yeah.
Then her endorphin gene going to be what? Right? Yeah. The changing, the new message, right? New meaning, new will, new message can activate more powerfully all the genes without causing what? Gene damage, which causes memory loss. Right? Love is this powerful. See? Have no side effect, but it what? It does activate. Knowing this. So scientists knew this for a long time. And even externally applied from outside, applied energies, electromagnetic energy or whatever kind of energy our genes respond to, right? So in this case, in the cloning processes, they found out the genes are not awakening. So naturally, if you're a scientist, what would you think about doing? Putting somewhat electricity upon it, see? So they put the electricity on, some electrical shocks. You know. And at the beginning, they gave them too much, and the whole thing burnt up. Yeah. So they controlled and controlled, controlled. You know what? How many times they did? 276 times. They failed. Finally, after what? On 277th times, ta-da! Genes woke up. And Dolly was born. See? When I was giving this lecture, you know, there's a gentleman here, sitting right here, having tears in his eyes. And he got something. His tear genes were activated. Okay. By the what? By the message behind this cloning story. Message, the meaning. See? That lecture meant much more than cloning to him. Okay? He got the message. You know what the message he got? He cried. Quietly cried. And his face was what? So brightened up with hope. He was so happily crying, and he just, you know. After my lecture was done, he stood up and he shook my hand, shaking so hard, and I'm like that. And he said, thank you, Dr. Lee. You know what he said? This is my new day in my life. I'm now starting new. This is indeed a new start for me. I said, why? You know what he said? Today, I found God. He was 65 years old. He was absolutely atheistic man. Okay. After this, what? This cloning lecture, he accepted God. I said, you know, that was the entire purpose of me giving that lecture, you know. And it was one hit here. And so even though I knew what is the reason, I asked him, so why? How come you found God with the cloning lecture? His answer was 100%. You know what he said? Dr. Lee, there's babies born every day without electric shock. Right? Genes are waking up without electric shock. That's why babies are born today, right? Why in the cloning we need electric shock? You know. So he said, Dr. Lee, you said the love, right? Husband, if husband love can activate this woman's what? Endorphin genes. All those genes waking up in normal pregnancy, that somebody else is sending what? Love. Which whom I did not know for a long time. So now in the cloning, I found out it's not that God's will, right? It's not that something God planned. That's why he's reluctant to send what? His love energy to activate all the genes. That's why we human beings has to what? Replace that power of God with electricity. So, I have no reason to deny the existence of what? God, after this lecture. If I still deny, that means what? I'm deceiving myself. I said, yes! That's it. That's the entire purpose of me giving that what? Lecture anyway. Right? Then he said, Dr. Lee, there's something else, he said. I said, what is that? He was a diabetic, okay? He was being diabetic for the last 10 years. It was not that kind of regular diabetic we see every day. It was entirely different kind of diabetic caused by automobile accident, you know? He was hit from behind. His couple of ribs were what? Broken and sort of bent inside. And the sharp edge of the rib, broken rib, were puncturing the pancreas. So he had emergency surgery of the pancreas. See? And he has only what? A small portion of pancreas left. So the majority of a portion of the pancreas, which we call head of the pancreas, you know, is so injured and it's all now scarred up and much of the pancreas taken out. Therefore he couldn't produce any what? Insulin. Yeah. So that's why he required insulin injection for the past 10 years. Guess what he found out? And doctors told him that it is what? Impossible. Impossibility is a scientific fact. Okay. It is not a lie. It is impossible. Among us. But it is still not impossible, not among us, above us. It is what? It is possible. We only see among us. And then among us, it is impossible. We say it is impossible. But you know, there's something beyond us, right? And he found that day something beyond us. Which is what? God, who is waking up all the genes in the babies, right? Now he found the possibility of what? He found possibility of what? His insulin gene somewhere else, not in the pancreas, right? Or even what? The leftover pancreas. There's still insulin genes are sleeping in every single cell in his body, you know. right? Yeah. And he found out the possibility by meeting God. And that God who is awakening up all the genes in the babies, right? He found there's no problem waking, you know, God, for God to wake up what? One of his insulin genes sleeping somewhere, right? Wow. He now know God. Realistically. Okay. Not religiously. This scientific knowledge of God, which is so sure, right, become powerful, really. Religious knowledge of God is too much religious and it is too much formal, you know. Too much ceremonial knowledge. No. It is one. He never been to church yet. But he grabbed power of God. He had a grip on it, right? And he was pretty sure about that. Yeah. And do you know what he asked? Dr. Lee, do you believe this? I instantly realized I don't believe as much as he does. Why? Why?
Because he didn't have you.
Because I'm a doctor. That's why. Because we were told that kind of stuff never can what? Happen. It was out of possibility for us. You know, for the 4 years of medical training, even subconsciously, you reject that possibility, really. All this innocent possibility has been what? Swept out. See? And we filled up this in our subconscious, all this what? Knowledge we learned. We just fill up and we renovate our subconscious level even too. See? That's why we just cannot. And I was giving this kind of lecture myself. And my lecture's purpose was that. Yet what? When somebody suddenly realized, as I aimed, right? Yet I found out, I don't really believe that. And he said, don't you believe this, Dr. Lee? I said, yes. And you know what he said, Dr. Lee? I need your prayer. I never asked anyone to pray for me. But now I know it is worth to ask. Wow, what a moment, right? So we hold hands together and we pray, oh God, thank you to open up your son's eyes to be able to see you now, and you who is in charge of awakening all the genes, please do the same thing, what? In his insulin gene. And he said, amen. And then he was so shocked about himself that he said amen, you know. He never said amen before. And he couldn't believe himself said, you know, said amen. I said, did I say amen? I said, God just waken up sleeping, amen. Yeah. And he says, wow. And then you know what? He said, I know. God will do. No? So we were, you know, this happened in Weimar, George, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were walking, you know, the trail, and there was a creek. Oh, I forgot the name of creek. Yeah?
Coyote
Creek, yeah. So we are walking alongside the Coyote Creek, and where there is a little bridge, right?
Yeah.
And on the bridge, he was, doctor, I don't feel good. And you know what? He was having hypoglycemic attack. He was kind of shaking and, oh, doctor, I feel dizzy. And I was so happy to see that happening. Because I was waiting for that, you know. Hypoglycemic. Why? Because that means too much insulin, right? And I said, this is hypoglycemia. I'm so happy. And he looked at me, doctor, why are you so happy? You are, God is now answering our prayer. You are having too much insulin. Even though he was realistically feeling horrible. Do you know? He said, oh, praise God. Wow. You know what I saw? I saw that picture. That Daniel's three friends dancing in the furnace. You know, it is really suffering, isn't it? Yet, when you have Jesus at that moment with you, you can dance, right? What a powerful picture. So we gave her some, you know, sugars, orange juices, and then, you know, he recovered. And I cut insulin half. And a few days later, the same thing happened. Off insulin. He is perfectly fine. Hallelujah. Right? Yeah. See? Amazing. Yeah. This enhances my own faith toward God. You know that? Wow. You know. Wow. This is amazing. You know. For me as a physician, that was impossibility. I believe in scientific and statistical facts as truth. Now I found real truth. We were believing in human truth without knowing truth of God. See? Now I saw the truth of God. It does work still. See? Yes, he can change your brain cell gene. He can change your liver, right? Yes. And he is sending you the sparks, right? The power to change your genes. See? It is so important. See, for the past 10 years, he did not believe it. He did not really believe it. Not only he did not believe it, but also he believed in what? He believed in impossibility. Because why? Because his physician told him what? Forget it. So he thought it was impossible. So as long as you believe in what? Impossibility. Because of justice of God. When you are denying, when you're refusing, God cannot force upon you, right? Yeah. This is impossible. But when that, what? Denial, the refusal is lifted by the truth. You know the truth. Truth shall set you free from refusal, from the denial. And then God will have his freedom to come upon you, right? And do his work. Amen. See? That's why it is so important to know God rightly. The healing God. God as a healer in right context, really. This is very extremely scientific. You know? So that's why it is important to know, right? If you become innocent, that's also fine. But even something more beneficial is what? Rather than not knowing anything, but it is more important to what? To know. This kind of thing can happen. Yes. Yes. You know? Yes. When you say yes, then, wow. Wow. But our nature is, even though we just heard a lecture and we said yes, then still what? Still the refusal is ongoing. Why? 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 Well, you said yes. What time is it? 10 what?
11.
Oh, it's already 11. You said 11 o'clock, but you know what? 11:30, it'll be impossible. Isn't that strange, right? So that's why this kind of truth need to be pounded upon you, really. Yeah. Sometimes every hour you have to listen. Ah, yes, yes. You know, if you do so, do you know what's happening in your brain? Right now, there's a synapse. The brain cell connection says what? Impossible. The synapse is so powerfully formed. So the synapse is formed due to the what? Due to the gene. See, there is a brain cell gene. Most of the brain cell gene they're doing is forming synapse. Okay. Let's say when you are in your childhood, you had a wonderful memory of going family vacation in an airplane, right? So whenever you see the airplane, you think about what? Yeah! You know. You think about wonderful time you spent with your daddy and mommy, you know, your brothers in the beach of, Cancun or whatever. You know. But after this boy came back from Vietnam War, whenever he hear what? Airplane. Why? Synapse has changed. The synapse of impossibility is strongly, powerfully formed in your brain, really. So, just hearing once and you think you believe, it doesn't work. Okay, it doesn't work. You have to constantly what? Reinforce in your own heart. See? And that's why we need to practice in our life. That's why it is important. You know, the Vicky and the Patty work so hard to organize this, and so far, it is a good job, right? Let's give her a hand. Yeah. you know, this is, of course, they spent so much hours and effort, and by this time they're kind of stressed a little bit, you know. I'm not so sure whether they're willing to do it again, because it was going through all these tough times and all these many headaches, you know. But having this kind of experiences, the experiences in reality, make you form new what? Disengage the old synapse and form the new synapse. That's the life of Christianity, you know that. Yeah, see? Yeah. I call it that the Christian life, if you don't have this synaptic lifestyle, right? I call it the neo-synaptic lifestyle. Okay. Neo-synaptic means what? New synapse forming lifestyle. Okay? This is a new start lifestyle. New synapse forming lifestyle. It is not that you begin to change your diet. Really. This is a very superficial observation. You know, you change your food, you know. Drink water and exercise, you know. But first of all, you really need to open your heart toward new possibility of God. Right?
Amen.
Wow. Then you don't even have to try so hard to change your diet, really. You'll feel so what? Enthusiastic. Now you will prepare your gene to be able to accept his click, right? So if your cell community, cell environment, where the gene is so dirty, not so too clean, and then this lightning coming from God will not be what? Able to touch very easily. So that's why you are willing to cleanse yourselves where the genes are, which will receive what? Light of God. The click of God. See? Yes. That's why we do the new start. Right? Yes. This is a new concept. This is a real original concept of the new start. And so, So that's why it is. So that's why I feel this new start is really being set free, right? Amen. Set free by what? By knowing the truth. You shall know the truth. See, we have ability to know. See, even though 21st century, all these gene science are so much in progress, you cannot teach the sheep. You cannot teach the squirrels, right? But we have the privilege in this what? In this turmoil of the end time. This end time people, Laodicea people, have what? All this wonderful availability, right? Wonderful avenue to know what God has revealed so far. You know, this is why we can be prepared than ever before anybody else was able to be prepared in the past. Why? You know why? Because we are going to go through what? The most difficult times than anybody else ever passed in the past. See? That's why God is opening this door, showing us these kind of things. You know? Yeah. For us to know, then our faith, our trust in the wonderful Creator can be what? Solid. Solidly, rock solidly founded. There's no question we can ask anymore. See? So we can go through this tribulation. See? So this is exciting time. You know? This is what really the new start truly is. So God can show us. See, that's why I think God is crying out with ants, with the squirrels and fishes. You know, He is really trying to show the world. That's why He managed at least to be able to get on the cover. You know, on the most prestigious, most authoritative scientific magazine, you know. And it is our turn to really catch that message. Yes, O Lord, You are the what? You are indeed the Creator. See? Yeah. And then we're ready to go forward, right? Yeah. So, your sickness is not really the key point, you know what? So, that's why Jesus says this. Don't focus on your sickness. Be ye what? Seek ye first, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness first. See, we want to seek that first, right? As we seek that first and we have a firm grip on it, then that'll heal you, right? Yeah, that'll be wonderful, powerful message which can create what? The jolting, according to the Ellen White, what? Electrifying energy. The life energy coming through your nerve, through your all the organs. She says this, okay? And then vitalize it. Right? She used the word vitalizing power, right? Yeah. Vitalizing power will invigorate you. See? Then in that process, the healing of the gene will be achieved by His will, His righteousness. See? Then you'll feel the kingdom of God in you, inside you. Then you'll say, hope. With hope and peace, praise the Lord, right? This is the purpose of a health message God gave us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Okay, shall we pray? Okay, let's pray. Dear loving Father, Father, it is so exciting that You we know that you are not just simply a religious figure. We go to church and worship you, not that kind of God, Father. Even though we forget about you, but you never forget about us. You never forget about even ants. You never forget about even fishes in the Great Barriers in Australia. You are everywhere, and you are taking care of every one of us. What a wonderful God we have. Father, let us be able to understand your power, your ability, and let us have a peace of mind. Let us be so enthusiastic, so much hopeful because you are there. And now we found you are that kind of God, Father. Now let us be ready to let other people know around us how wonderful God we have and they can have. Just like this man who were freed from diabetes, let all the men in this world know you are there. You can wake up the sleeping gene, which is your job, Father. Nobody else can do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woo-hoo!